Okay, thank you. Appreciated the last presentation. I'm going to talk a little bit more about how adding wheat into rotations of corn and soybean can impact yield and yield stability. Before I start today, I want to just acknowledge my co-authors for their work in this long-term research, which started about 20 years ago. So they were instrumental in setting up this experiment and maintaining it. So I appreciate that. Just to give a context, in 2012, the Agricultural Research Service started a research network, a long-term research network called the Long-Term Agroecology Research Network, or LTAR. So this network was started with the purpose of enabling understanding and forecasting of our ability to, or our capacity to provide agricultural commodities and other agroecosystem services or goods under changing conditions. And one of these 12 initial LTAR sites is located at our research unit in Columbia, Missouri, which is in the Salt River Basin in northeast Missouri. And the focus has been on the Goodwater Creek watershed, where research has been happening for the last 40 years on water quality, cropping systems, and some on soil quality. A key feature of this long-term research in the Goodwater Creek watershed is this set of long-term cropping system plots. These are large plots that are each, or some of them are equipped with water quality monitoring. They have different cropping systems, and this was initiated in 1991 and continues today. Another key feature is that these long-term cropping system plots are located just adjacent to a research field where some of the cropping systems that were implemented in the plots are also implemented at a field scale, which allows us to connect some of the results found at the plots to scale them up. So a big focus of the research in this watershed has been on conserving soils. Erosion is an issue in much of the Midwest, but it's especially problematic on clay pan soils, which are very prone to erosion. And so much of our efforts have been to conserve soil, improve soil health, maintain crop production. And so some of the key findings that we have obtained in this research in this watershed are, one is that losing soil obviously impairs productivity and it reduces ecosystem function. Also that we found that there's strong spatial variability that's caused by soil properties, which results in variable crop growth and variable crop yield. Also that there's a high propensity for agrochemical loss off of these soils. Through surface runoff, through denitrification, this can be exacerbated by no-till. And last, that improvements in soil quality and ecosystem function are possible with conservation cropping systems. So today I'm going to talk, back up just a little bit. So much of this research has been done. Much of it has been conducted on these long-term research plots that I'll talk about today. One thing that has not been done is to look at the productivity of these different cropping systems. And so that's what I'll talk about today. So just two simple objectives. First, to see how cropping systems and landscape positions affect corn and soybean yield, temporal yield variability, and also yield stability. Yield stability is defined a little bit differently than it was earlier. Yield stability is looking at how yield changes across the range of growing conditions that we get in this experiment. And then second objective is to look at how landscape position affects wheat yield variability, and yield stability. The cropping system trial that I've mentioned has three cropping systems. The first is what we would call a conventional system, which has a mulch or reduced tillage and corn-soybean rotation. The second is one of a conservation system, which has no-till, and then the same rotation of corn and soybean. The third is the most diversified, where we've added wheat into the rotation with corn and soybean. It has no-till, but also has a cover crop. And the cover crop, predominantly, was medium red clover that was frost seeded into winter wheat in the spring. And in some years we used hairy vetch, and in some of the latter years we've switched to species, to mixes of cover crops. So each of these systems were replicated three times in this experiment, and each phase of the cropping systems was present each year. And this, as I mentioned, it began in 1991. For this analysis that I'll present today, we're just looking at 1994 to 2010 because it took 3 years for the first cycle to happen. One unique aspect about this cropping system trial is that it's located on a catena where we have different landscape positions. We've split the experiment up into three positions: a summit, a backslope, and a foot slope. The summit has a topsoil depth of about 19 centimeters. The backslope is similar, a little bit less at 14 centimeters, and then the foot slope has the deepest soil, over twice what the other landscape positions have. This landscape position in this analysis was treated as a repeated effect because it cannot be replicated, or it cannot be randomized. Nitrogen fertilization over the period of this experiment was highest in the conventional system with 213 kilograms of nitrogen. This was broadcast, applied, pre-plant, and then incorporated with tillage. The next highest was the no-till corn-soybean system, which had 169 kilograms. It was knife-banded at planting. The goal here was to reduce the amount of nitrogen that needed to be applied and then also to reduce the amount that's lost. And then the lowest was in the most diversified rotation. And this rotation also had some nitrogen applied to wheat, a small amount in the fall, and then a more in the spring. The herbicide treatments were different in the three systems. I just mainly want to point out that the conservation systems had, in general, had lower herbicides applied than the more conventional systems. The no-till corn, soybean, wheat rotation, for example, there had the lowest amount of atrazine, alachlor, metolachlor for corn, but the conservation systems had a little bit more glyphosate applied than the conventional system. The goal here again was for the conservation systems to reduce herbicide input and reduce herbicide loss. I just want to highlight here the weather conditions that we experienced during the duration of the study, and just point out that we had a good set of weather conditions. We had years that were very wet, years that were very dry, some years that were cool, and a few that were warm. Just quickly, also want to show some of the yields we obtained. Nothing too impressive, but typical for these soils, clay pan soils. Corn yields averaged about 6 megagrams, pretty close to 100 bushels, and then they ranged quite widely. Soybean yields averaged 2.4 megagrams and varied less than corn yield. And then wheat yield averaged 2.8 megagrams per hectare. First, I want to talk about how these systems and landscape positions affected corn yield. So the interaction between cropping system and landscape position was significant, and it indicates that these conservation systems can maintain corn yield compared to the conventional system. And in some cases, it can improve yield. For example, you'll notice that the no-till corn-soybean system in the middle there, that on the backslope position, yield was increased relative to the conventional system. Next is soybean. Again, both of these conservation systems can maintain, but even can increase soybean yield. And especially want to point out that this happens the most at the backslope position, which is the most vulnerable because it has the greatest slope, is the most prone to runoff, and has the lowest productivity because of the lowest topsoil depth. Next, I want to talk about yield stability. Yield stability here, as I mentioned earlier, is defined as looking at how annual yields compare to the mean yield across years. And so it's looking at how at the slope of those two. How much does yield change across all these growing conditions that we experienced during the experiment. And so first I just wanted to show corn yield. And again, the conservation systems had the ability to improve corn yield stability. And they did it by about 16%. So the slope of those two conservation systems is about 16% lower than the slope for corn yield. So across conditions, there's less change in yield in conservation systems than there was in the conventional system. Likewise, landscape position also affected yield stability, and yield stability increased as you went up, as you went down slope. So the foot slope had the greatest stability because it had the greatest topsoil depth, the greatest plant available water. With soybean, kind of had some contrasting results. The conservation systems actually reduced soybean yield variability by a little bit more than it increased corn yield stability. I do want to point out, though, however, that the if you look at the R-square for the conventional system there on the left graph, you'll see that it was more variable. The R-square was 0.86 compared to much higher R-squares for the conservation systems. Also, wanted to indicate, or one reason why we think that might be happening is that the conventional system has tillage, and so the corn residue is being tilled before soybean is planted, and that may help improve stability in the conventional system. and similar results for yield stability as affected by landscape position as corn. Last, I just want to show corn or variability. This is just measured as the CV and yield across years. And wanted to point out that, again, the conservation system, and this time just the conservation system with no tillage, not necessarily the other one with the extended rotation, reduced corn yield variability. And landscape position also affected corn yield variability. It was slightly less at the foot slope position for some of the reasons that I mentioned earlier. With soybean yield, cropping system had no effect on yield variability, and landscape position had a similar effect as it did on corn yield variability. For wheat was not affected, so that wheat was just grown in the one conservation system. It was not wheat yield stability, yield variability was not influenced by landscape position, indicating that when it's grown in a rotation, it can be productive, it can be stable, it can be less variable. So in summary, I just pointed out that conservation cropping systems on these clay pan soils have the ability to sustain grain yield and in some cases improve it, especially on the backslope position that is often most vulnerable. And these systems can also increase, in many cases, increase yield variability and increase yield stability and reduce yield variability. So these results could and should be used to further the acceptance and the use of these conservation practices. With that, I say thanks.